This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Memories of You was written by ragtime pianist composer UB Blake, and he asked his friend Andy Razzab to do the lyric. One of my favorites coming up, two of them. First, The Ink Spots, 1939.
At sunrise, every sunset too seems to be bringing me memories of you. Here and there, everywhere, scenes that we once knew, and they all just recall memories of you. How I wish I could forget those happy yesteryears that have left our rosary of tears. Your face beams in my dreams, spite of all I do.
that have left a rosary of tears. Your face beams in my dreams, spite of all I do, and they all just recall.
I think it's the unadulterated purity of that passage. The Ink Spots, 1939 for Decca. Memories of You, Ubi Blake wrote it. Andy Razaev did the lyric. Lead tenor on this was Bill Kenny. And this rendition, also one of my favorites, Mingus, Charles Mingus, 1963 for Impulse Long Playing Records. And his version on the piano.
Thank you.
Charles Mingus, 1963, for Impulse Records, and his piano performance of Memories of You. And I'm going to stay with Mingus and another from that record. Here, it's called She's Just Miss Popular Hybrid, written by Mingus. And you might want to compare that to the same composition with a different title that Mingus did in 1970, called The Man Who Never Sleeps. But nevertheless, here's Charles Mingus at the piano. She's Just Miss Popular Hybrid. Charlie Mingus at the piano, 1963 for Impulse Records, and a composition he wrote called She's Just Miss Popular Hybrid. Before I get to Roland Kirk, I want you to know you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and...
Banner Bank, now offering fixed-rate home equity loans and lines of credit. Banner has loan options that allow consumers to use their house to remodel a kitchen, take a vacation, or pay for college. Information's available at 1-800-272-9933 or online at bannerbank.com. Banner helps you get a loan you can live with. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now to Roland Kirk, done... for Atlantic Records. It's a live studio recording, which means you invite your friends in and they whistle and cheer and applaud. In 1965, we will hear Roots, Here Comes the Whistle Man, and Ralph Ranger's I Wished on the Moon, the first two, of course, by Kirk. He plays tenor, and if you hear one, it's a nose flute, although I can't imagine there are too many people out there that can identify a nose flute unless you're from Senegal. Jackie Byard on piano, Major Holly bass, and Charles Crosby on drums. And there'll be a piano change on the second tune when Lonnie Smith comes in for Byard. Here's Roland Kirk, live studio recording, 1965.
Whistling like that, that's what going to like what we do every day in America, whistle, you know, make things happen, pretend it happened. So, you know, whistle while we work. Yeah. So we can get it on the top 40 stations. I would appreciate it very much if you helped me do this, because, you know. So, you ready to record this, brother?
Hey, man, I'm here, man. Joe's here.
Hey, Joe, when you get here, man?
I just got here. There was an unbelievable accident on the turnpike. We were stuck for 3 hours, about 2 miles out of New York.
You should have let me drive you up here. I would have got you up here, all right. Okay.
Okay, you're ready. Take care.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this next composition, we call this Here Comes the Whistle Man. And when the spirits hit you, we want you to blow your whistle instead of thinking about blowing your brains out. Just take your whistle in your hand and blow your whistle, and I'm sure you will feel a message from this. This is called Here Comes the Whistle Man. be sitting around your house with musicians that really know how to stretch, really don't miss nothing. When nothing ain't there, they just go on and go into whatever they want to go into. If you ain't got no piano, they'll get a washboard to make music. If you ain't got no drum, they'll get a phone book. So this is some things we used to do with just me and a piano player. Used to make money at it too sometimes at them house parties.
Jackie Byard on the piano. Jackie Byard, the emperor. The emperor on the piano.
Roland Kirk talking to you there in a live studio recording. 1965 for Atlantic Records. We heard two written by him, Roots and Here Comes the Whistle Man. And then Ralph Ranger's I Wished on the Moon. Jackie Byard on piano, Major Holly bass, Charles Crosby on drums, and Kirk on tenor saxophone and nose flute. And on Here Comes the Whistle Man, Lonnie Smith came in to play piano for Byard. So we might hear Dorothy Parker's lyric to I Wished on the Moon. Let's go to 1935 and Teddy Wilson and his orchestra. Holiday singing for you, 1935 with Teddy Wilson and his orchestra. I Wished on the Moon. Music by Ralph Ranger and lyric by Dorothy Parker. Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Benny Goodman on the clarinet, Ben Webster tenor saxophone, Wilson at the piano, John Trueheart, wonderful sound on the guitar, John Kirby bass, and Cozy Cole on the drums. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and... Let's go to Reverend Gary Davis now for Prestige Long Playing Records 1960, his guitar and one he wrote called United States March.
Thank you.
The Reverend Gary Davis and his guitar and his composition, United States March, for Prestige Long Playing Records, 1960. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Near the end of her recording career, Ella Fitzgerald did some duets, which I recommend you go look for if you choose to. Some with guitarist Joe Pass and some with pianist Oscar Peterson. And I want you to know that the best thing to do with art is to not think of it in terms of other times, but the times that you're listening to. Here's Ella Fitzgerald and Oscar Peterson, 1975, and A Beauty, written in 1937 by Harry Revell and Mack Gordon.
A void and empty space when you are not in my embrace. Oh, there's a love in my life. The moment that you go away, there is no night, there is no day. The world stops turning, the clock stops ticking. There's a love matter how I may pretend. I know that you alone can end the ache in my heart, the call of my arms, and the
That's pure poetry. Ella Fitzgerald, Oscar Peterson, Los Angeles, May 1975 for Pablo Records. There's a Lull in My Life, written by Harry Revell, lyric by Mac Gordon. That is something. Not a John Coltrane. I have a cold, and I'm looking at life through a bowl of oatmeal. And poked the wrong button, but that happened. John Coltrane, tenor saxophone, a classic. Chuck Stentz called me in 1959 and said, "Have you heard the new Giant Steps album by John Coltrane?" And I said, "No one went and got it." So this is taken from that record. Thanks, Chuck. Atlantic LP, 1959, Giant Steps, title tune, written by Coltrane. Tommy Flanagan on the piano, Paul Chambers bass, and the great Arthur Taylor on drums. Thank you. Giant Steps, John Coltrane, from his Giant Steps Atlantic record, 1959. Tommy Flanagan on piano, Paul Chambers bass, Art Taylor on the drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons from 3 to 6. Sometime in early 1952, Kurt Adams and Sammy Gallup wrote a composition, became a big deal for him, and an even bigger deal for Nat Cole when he sang it.
I used to walk with you along the avenue. Our hearts were carefree and gay. How could I know I'd lose you somewhere along the way? The friends we used to know would always smile hello. No love like our love, they'd say. Then love slipped through our fingers somewhere along the way. I should forget, but with the loneliness of night, I start remembering everything. You're gone, and yet there's still a feeling deep inside that you will always be part of me. So now I look for you along the avenue, and as I wander, I pray that someday soon I'll find you somewhere along the way. I should forget, but with the loneliness of night, I start remembering everything. You're gone, and yet there's still a feeling deep inside that you will always be part of me. So now I look for you along the avenue, and as I wander, I pray that someday soon I'll find you somewhere along the way, somewhere along the way.
Well, somebody said the Romantic era was the 19th century. I don't think so. 1952 is right there. Nat Cole, Capitol Records, Somewhere Along the Way, written by Kurt Adams and Sammy Gallup. I haven't done a two-piano thing, two piano players, two pianos. This was done in Toronto in 1967 for Exclusive Records. It's Spencer Williams' I Found a New Baby, and it's played by Willie the Lion Smith on one piano and Don Ewell on the other. Two pianos recorded in Toronto, 1967, for Exclusive Records. Spencer Williams' I Found a New Baby, Willie the Lion Smith, and Don Ewell. A couple of old guys tickling the ivories for you. Here's Joe Pass, 1964, for Pacific Jazz Records. Night and Day, written by Cole Porter. Pass plays the solo guitar. His friend John Pisano on rhythm guitar. Jim Hewitt on string bass, and Colin Bailey on the drums. Joe Pass, solo guitarist there, 1964 for Pacific Jazz Records, and Night and Day, written by Cole Porter. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you are listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and one of the fine singers from the swing era was Helen Forrest, and she spent time in many of the well-known big bands. In 1983, she decided to come out of retirement and sing some songs with Jim Mitchell on guitar, Bob Zatola trumpet, Hank Jones on piano, George DeVivier bass, and Grady Tate on the drums. And here's her version of Harry Warren and Mack Gordon's I Had the Craziest Dream.
In a dream, the strangest and the oddest things appear. And what insane and silly things we do. Here is what I see before me, vividly and clear. As I recall it, you were in it too. I had the craziest dream last night. Yes, I did. I never mind it at all. Oh, when I'm awake, such a break never happens. How long can a gal go on dreaming? If there's a chance that you give, then please say. Say it and make my craziest dream come true.
Some voice coming out of retirement. Helen Forrest, 1983. And I don't know if my copy is the original. It's on a Stash LP. A lot of really wonderful things came out on Stash. and beautiful trumpet work by Bob Zottola, Hank Jones piano, George Duvivier on bass, Jim Mitchell guitar, and Grady Tate on the drums. Miss Helen Forrest, I Had the Craziest Dream. Let's do a trumpet piano duet. This is something that's been done in the history of the art. Not enough as far as I'm concerned. But this is one that was done in London 1975 for 77 Records LP. And it features Billy Butterfield on trumpet and Dick Wellstood on the piano. Thank you. Billy Butterfield playing the trumpet and Dick Wellstood the piano in London, 1975, for 77 Records LP. They performed Cherry, written by Don Redman, and Here's That Rainy Day, written by Jimmy Van Heusen. Now an octet put together by Lenny Niehaus, so we'll call it the Lenny Niehaus Octet. He did the arrangements and wrote one of the tunes we're going to hear. He plays the alto saxophone here. Bill Holman on tenor saxophone, Jimmy Giuffre baritone sax. On trumpet, Stu Williamson. On valve trombone, Bob Ennevoldsen. On piano, Pete Jolly. Bass, Monty Budwig, and Shelly Mann on drums. We'll hear Blue Room by Richard Rodgers, You and the Night, and the music by Arthur Swartz, and on a Niehaus composition called Bunko. The Lenny Niehaus Octet in Hollywood, 1955 for Contemporary Records. Richard Rodgers' Blue Room. Arthur Swart's You and the Night and the Music. And Niehaus Bunko. The Lenny Niehaus Octet. He wrote the arrangements, wrote the last tune, played the alto. Bill Holman on tenor, Jimmy Giuffre baritone saxophone, Steve Williamson on trumpet, Bob Enevolson on valve trombone, the great Pete Jolly on the piano, Monty Budwig on bass, Shelly Mann on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and...
Thank you.
Jimmy Rainey and his quintet, 1955 for Prestige Records. He wrote it, called Tomorrow Fairly Cloudy. Rainey on guitar, John Wilson on the trumpet, Hal Overton piano, Teddy Kotick bass, and Nick Stavulis on the drums. Jimmy Rainey Quintet, 1955 for Prestige. Am I Blue was written in 1929 by Harry Axt and Grant Clark. Here's Errol Garner's version of it, with John Simmons on bass and Shadow Wilson drums, and Garner, of course, at the piano. In 1952, Am I Blue?
Thank you.
Garner Trio doing Am I Blue in 1952 for Columbia Records. Now the original, so that we can hear the lyric. This was done by Ethel Waters for Columbia 78 in 1929. She'll sing the verse, which sets up the chorus being what we usually hear and what we heard Garner do. Manny Klein on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Jimmy Dorsey, I can't remember whether he's on clarinet or alto, Frank Signorelli on piano, and Joe Tarto playing tuba. Here's Ethel Waters, 1929, Am I Blue?
I'm just a woman, a lonely woman, waiting on the weary shore. I'm just a woman, that's only human, one you should be sorry for. Woke up this morning alone about dawn. Without a warning, I found he was gone. How could he do it? Why should he do it? He never done it before. Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Am I blue? Why, you'd be too. If each plan with your man done fell through. There was a time when I was his only one. But now I'm the sad and lonely one. Lordy, was I gay until today? Now he's gone and withdrew. Am I blue? I know it. He's in Chicago and I'm down here in Birmingham, trying to get the money to go and find my honey. I am, yes indeed I am. I've got the blues in my heart and my shoes wanna start, yet I'm in a jam, a terrible jam. Oh, don't ask me, am I blue? Why do you ask me, am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Again you ask me, am I blue? Why would you be too? If each plan which a man has done fell through. Don't I remember the time when I was his only one? But look at me now, I'm the sad and lonely one. Didn't I used to be gay? Oh, till today. Gone and withdrew, Lord, am I blue?
She's wonderful. Ethel Waters singing for you, Am I Blue, 1929 for Columbia, 78 Records. And we chased that tune, which meant that more than one person did it. Errol Garner started it. And then Ethel Waters. This is The Art of Jazz, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Let's chase Greater Love. That was the original title, and it's become There Is No Greater Love, written by Isom Jones. We'll start with McCoy Tyner Trio, 1962. Tyner on piano, Art Davis bass, and Elvin Jones on the drums. There's No Greater Love, played by McCoy Tyner and his trio. Tyner at the piano, Art Davis bass, and Elvin Jones on the drums. For Impulse Records, 1962. The composition, that is, the music, was written by band leader Isom Jones, who was a brilliant arranger and composer in his own right, and had a wonderful early band from the very, very early, maybe even the late teens. And in 1936, he recorded There Is No Greater Love. We're going to hear the lyric of Marty Sims, and the vocal is Woody Herman, who was playing lead alto in the band in 1936, and will do the wonderful clarinet solo. This is the band that became Woody Herman's band. Isom Jones, 1936, vocal by Woody Herman, There Is No Greater Love.
There is no greater love than what I feel for you. No greater love, no heart so true. There is no greater thrill than what you bring to me. No sweeter song than what you sing to me. You're the sweetest thing I have ever known. And to think that you are mine alone. There is no greater love in all the world, it's true. No greater love than what I feel for you.
Formed by the Composer's Orchestra, Isom Jones Band, with Woody Herman singing for him and playing gorgeous clarinet solo. 1936 for Decca Records. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Let's go to the Library of Congress in the summer, sometime in the summer of 1938, and Alan Lomax and Jelly Roll Morton.
Maple leaf rag was a great rag during that time, even way back in 1904, and it was one of the best rags. It was played about this way in St. Louis, but maybe I say I hate to make a remark like that, but maybe not as good. Because the boys couldn't finger so good.
Thank you.
estimation, it's a vast difference.
Jelly Roll Morton and Alan Lomax at the Library of Congress in 1938 is recorded for Circle 78 Records. And Morton's demonstration of Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag as played in ragtime and then played in Morton time. His theory was that he invented jazz by swinging ragtime music, and it has a certain amount of authenticity to it. I think it's a... Certainly, it's an important step in the time that Morton was traveling around the country playing his piano, let's say from about 1905 on into about 1930. He was changing some things, and there were a lot of pianists that were doing that. And it's food for thought and very interesting. Jelly Roll Morton, one of the great pianists and one of the great, certainly one of the great composers of this art. And those, there were 12 volumes, I should say, of 12-inch LPs that were put out by Circle. And they've been put on CDs. I think a couple of different companies have done that. And they've tried to get the... In the beginning, they couldn't record certain things that Morton said, obviously, because there was a censorship involved with it and so on. And I believe Swaggy, the Australian company, has produced it and erased all of the muting that was going on, so you can hear it as it actually was. Jelly Roll Morton, fascinating, in the Library of Congress in the summer of 1938. Right there. Let's go to Bud Powell now. This is the same. We're going to have four renditions, the first by the trio and then by the quintet, which he called his modernists. We'll have piano, bass, and drums, and then have Fats Navarro and Sonny Rollins join them. For Blue Note Records in 1949, August of that year, we'll hear Powell, of course, on piano, Tommy Potter bass, and Roy Haynes on the drums, You Go to My Head, and Ornithology. And then Bouncing with Bud, written by Powell, and Whale, W-A-I-L, written by him, with Fats Navarro and Sonny Rollins joining them. Here are four by Bud Powell, 1949. classic middle piece of jazz and the history of the music, what going on in the 1940s with the revolution there. Or as Dizzy Gillespie says, the evolution, as it really was. Rhythmically, harmonically in some senses. And certainly Bud Powell's piano was part of that, coming out of his study of the great pianists of the 1930s and his friendship with Thelonious Monk. The Bud Powell Trio, August 1949, for Blue Note, followed by the Bud Powell Quintet, known as the Bud Powell Modernists, on the record. The trio started, that means Powell on piano and Tommy Potter bass, Roy Haynes on bass, on drums. You Go to My Head and Ornithology. You Go to My Head, written by J. Fred Coots and Benny Harris, wrote on Ornithology, hearing a broadcast of J. McShann's band with Charlie Parker, and Parker played the line, and Benny wrote it down. And so we get Ornithology. The Modernists, simply the trio with Fats Navarro added on trumpet and Sonny Rollins on tenor saxophone, Bouncing with Bud and Whale, both of them by Bud Powell. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Let's have a couple in a row here. Harry James, followed by Benny Goodman.
to be a shady ladybird. I got an awful lot to learn. But if you tell me that my heart's on fire, I'm gonna let it burn. I'm gonna be a shocking mockingbird. I'm gonna mingle with the best. I'm gonna try to find my heart's desire. I'm gonna rob the nest. Just like little Miss Muffet eating away in curds. When I act a bit tough, I frighten away the birds. I'm gonna be a slumming, humming bird. I'm gonna pass along the word. I'm gonna have my fun and never tire. And if my technique seems absurd, that's because I've never been a shady ladybird. I hope the payment is deferred. Or if I fly back safely to my perch and find the worst has not occurred, that's because I've never been a shady ladybird.
Harry James started the set for you with his orchestra in 1938 for Brunswick and Edgar Sampson's beautiful Lullaby and Rhythm. Then Benny Goodman, 1941 for Columbia. Goodman, of course, on clarinet, and the vocal of Peggy Lee. A little bit of wonderful piano in there also by Mel Powell. And Hugh Martin wrote that. It's called Shady Lady Bird. Mound City Blueblower is up next, 1929. This was put together by ex-jockey, that is the track jockey, Red McKenzie, a fine singer who played the comb, which means he wrapped wax paper around his comb and, like a kazoo, made a sound. But he always had some great people with him. Jack Teagarden is here, Eddie Condon, Jack Bland, Pops Foster, and Josh Billings. They're going to do two for you. Tailspin Blues and Never Had a Reason to Believe in You.
Ah. someone new. All I ever get new is just a few. I'm sick and tired, honey, what's the use? Each night your hat is in a new flat. The way you're running around, it ain't tight like that. You'll put me on the spot until I get old. Then I'll hold it back in a stale jelly roll. All because we always had a different view. I never had a reason to believe in you. Reason to believe in you.
Red McKenzie singing for you and playing his comb with wax paper around it. And a bunch of friends getting together and playing some good music. Tailspin Blues and Never Had a Reason to Believe in You. McKenzie, as I said, singing and playing a comb. Jack Teagarden trombone. Eddie Condon banjo. Jack Bland guitar. Pops Foster on bass and Josh Billings on the drums for Victor Records 1929. This is The Art of Jazz. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and one of the great early artist singers was Monette Moore. We're going to hear her in 1923 with Clarence Jones on piano, and then hear her with the magnificent Charlie Johnson's original Paradise 10 Orchestra in 1927. Here she is with Clarence Jones, 1923, in one called Going Down to the Levee.
Left in front. good woman plays it with her.
Monette Moore and Clarence Jones, and Going Down to the Levee, 1923 for Paramount, 78 Records. In 1927, 1928, she was with Charlie Johnson's Paradise Club Orchestra, or original Paradise 10. And the Paradise was a lavish, beautiful club in New York City, run by equally marvelous lavish guy by the name of Ed Small, who loved the musicians and the music and invited them in. And it was white tie and tails. I mean, it was a real deal. And Johnson's orchestra was filled with talent. Jabbo Smith and Charlie Irvis and you name it, they were there, with arrangers like Edgar Sampson, who was playing violin, and Benny Waters, who was playing tenor, and Benny Carter, and Monette Moore singing. The person you just heard is now going to sing with Charlie Johnson's Paradise Club Orchestra, Don't You Leave Me Here, written by Jelly Roll Morton, and You Ain't the One, written by Charlie Johnson.
say you ain't the one to claim my affection. You're just about done. I don't mean to cast any reflection. You don't know what a good girl means when she's talking back. I know 100 things, sweet papa, that your loving lacks. You ain't no trouble. You ought to know that I possess a lovable nature, things I possess are hard to find in any young creature. Before you and I can agree, there's a multitude of things to prove to me. Don't misconstrue when I say you ain't the one.
I wish I could remember all the people in that band, because that's something else. That is Monette Moore singing with Charlie Johnson's Paradise Club Orchestra. They played at Ed Small's Paradise Club in New York City. They made records in the late 20s, and those were two of them. You Ain't, excuse me, Don't You Leave Me Here, written by Jelly Roll Morton, and You Ain't the One, written by the band leader, Charlie Johnson. And beautifully arranged, that last one, by Benny Carter. And a little violin work in there was by a genius writer by the name of Edgar Sampson. Tenor sax by Benny Waters. In the rhythm section, as such, Charlie Johnson on piano, Cyrus St. Clair on tuba, and the absolutely incredible big band drumming of George Stafford and Jabbo Smith's equally thrilling cornet. Monette Moore with Charlie Johnson's Paradise Club Orchestra, 1927-28. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you. And let's stay back in the dark ages of this art in the late 20s. Louis Armstrong, in May of 1927, cut all of his Hot 7 records for OK Company. We will hear two of them now from that time. Armstrong playing his trumpet, John Thomas out of Chicago playing trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Lil Armstrong, Mrs. Louis Armstrong on piano, Johnny St. Cyr on banjo and guitar, Pete Briggs on tuba, and Warren Baby Dodds on drums. One by Thomas Fats Waller called Alligator Crawl, and one by one of the great ragtime composers, Artie Matthews, called Willie the Weeper. ¶¶
Thank you.
Armstrong in Chicago, May 1927 for OK Records and his Hot 7. We heard Alligator Crawl and Willie the Weeper. Let's jump 20 years to June 1947, Armstrong again. This one he wrote, and he's going to sing it for you as well as play, and it's one of my favorite records by Louis Armstrong.
Someday you'll be sorry the way you treated me was wrong. I was the one who taught you all you know. You friends had you to make me sing another song. So good luck may be with you and all your future you won't care. Oh, there won't be another to treat you like a brother. Someday you'll be sorry, dear. To treat you like a brother. Oh, someday you'll be sorry, dear.
Louis Armstrong and a composition by him, Someday You'll Be Sorry, 1947, Jack Teagarden trombone, and some nice Celeste work in there by Johnny Granieri. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KBIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, and thanks very much for being out there. Thank you.